In 2012, a Swiss solar-powered boat was the first to circumnavigate the globe. The instigator of Planète Solaire, Raphaël Domjan, was one of the speakers at TEDx Martinique, the first ever TED event in Valais. Mountain Radio's Marc Menichini asked him about the inspiration for Planète Solaire.
My first time when I came to Iceland, it was in 1993, and I had the chance to see a very big glacier, very big. And when I came back 11 years after, actually in 2004, it was a big shock for me. Because I went to the place and the glacier was just not anymore there, it was a lake. So we lost 500 meters of ice. It's huge. And at this time for me, it was clear that climate change is not anymore just talking. That's something very serious and that we have to do something.
But why did you pick boats?
For two reasons. The first one, it's that there is only two world tours possible. By the air or by the sea. By the air, it's my friend Bertrand Piccard who is trying to do. So when you are an eco-adventurer, you don't have to try to do some things that another one is already trying to do. And the second thing is that you can buy solar boats. Today, it's possible you can buy solar boats in Switzerland, in France, in Australia. That's a final product. And the idea was to go around the world with something that everybody can buy already today. We can achieve amazing things with a solar boat.
In order to achieve that was pretty difficult, but also full of good surprises.
One of the nicest surprises for me was when I want to have a team to help me to find sponsor. I ask astronaut, I ask a very important person, and all of them accept. And this for me, it was a very, very big surprise.
I think one of the most touching images I saw was when you saw the boat for the first time, but I'm sure you had loads of very emotional moments during that trip.
Well, of course, when you start the tour, heading west to try to do this first time on the world by solar energy. And this, for me, it was, a very, very special moment. When you say for many months, for many years, that it's possible to go around the world with solar energy. When you have so many sponsors who believe in you, who trust you, give you so much money, then you have to achieve the goal. And you have a very, very huge responsibility. And when you cross the line, it's finished. You did it. It's like I lost 50 kilos, you know, of weight. And this, it was an amazing moment of my feeling that, okay, you are free again.
You use this word, eco-adventurer. Can you maybe define what is an eco-adventurer?
There is a big difference between an adventure and an eco-adventure. With an adventure, you want to do something for yourself only. You want to be the best climber or you want to make a big jump, but this is for yourself. With an eco-adventure, you follow something for the common interest.
Raphaël Domjan, the instigator of Planète Solaire, speaking to Mountain Radio's Marc Menichini. To find out more about TEDx Martinique, just head to tedxmartinique.com.